In case you missed celebrity news last week, here's a piece of it. Beyoncé has introduced her new babies to the world. In a highly stylized Instagram photo, she revealed the twins' names. Her daughter is Rumi. Her son is Sir. Cognoscenti commentator Joanna Weiss has some concerns that go beyond the names.
If you're born to garden variety parents today, you might have a name with multiple hyphens or some connection to a goddess from an ancient culture. And if you are born to Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z, you might be named Sir. Now, I'm not so worried about the mental welfare of Sir. It is highly unlikely that he'll go to public middle school, so I'm sure everything will be fine. I'm more concerned about what Beyoncé is doing to poor parents who are trying to navigate today's social media one-upsmanship. Let me describe the photo, in case you haven't seen it. There she is in front of an enormous halo made of flowers. Her hair is flowing. Her kneecaps are perfectly arranged. Wait, there are babies in there, right? Somewhere? Oh yes, two tiny heads in there. Fortunately, they're asleep. I know. Beyoncé is making a statement about the divine power of motherhood and the human body, and I am 100% for it. But some part of me hopes that one of the messages stacked in that photo is parody, because our celebration of all things baby has gotten a little out of control. When I was making babies a decade ago, your biggest stress was wondering how tired you'd look when your post-birth photo went up on Facebook. Today, parents have obligations to the followers in their feeds. So they make painfully clever, painstakingly designed photo collages. I just saw a Twitter baby announcement where an animated purple mist reconstituted in the form of a child. People don't have to draw publicity to everything they do, but photo filters and editing tools make it easier to DIY a Beyoncé-style post. And the pressure from everyone else's account makes glamour posting harder to resist. Yes, these parents are having fun. That's what they're telling us and what they're probably telling themselves. But really, a simple snapshot will do. Babies are cute no matter where they are. And what new parents really need, a month after a blessed birth, what Beyoncé deserves too, is a nap.
Joanna Weiss is a writer and also a contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti.